probably had a recess, since we've only been going at this for 48 minutes. We're going to continue to move forward, but we will reserve the right to take a recess later if we need to. Next up is public hearings. Thank you again for being here with us. You will all have the opportunity to speak if you so desire at the given time, as long as you follow the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, Mr. Robertson will share this with you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time for the public hearings that are scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. They are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet, at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County and its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that's persuasive. The chair has the authority to terminate testimony, the chair has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by an applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation during the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then when you come to the podium, you'll see a microphone that looks just like this on the podium. Pressed and a green icon lights up, and also a green ring around the microphone's lit. That way, we know everybody in the room can hear. It's being broadcast on the internet and also being recorded. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.